We're talking to Cindy Houghton from the Assessor's Office. You're the Carroll County Assessor, and you are a member of the committee that's putting together the anniversary celebration on Friday.
Yes, Dean Shetler and I are co-chairs of that committee.
Okay, and talk to me a little bit about what you're looking forward to in this upcoming celebration. Like, what are you most excited about?
I think there's been a great buildup of this whole thing. When we started out, it seemed like it was so far away, and, well, we're not quite sure how things were going to go, and the closer it gets, the more exciting it gets. And I've been collecting items for the time capsule, and every time somebody brings something up, it's almost like Christmas, getting to see what they're bringing in and how creative people are getting with the items. And then also working on the sales of the coins and some of the reasons that people pick the certain numbers for the coins that they're purchasing. That's always kind of fun to hear that. And this morning was even more exciting because they brought in the cornerstone from the original courthouse that housed the original time capsule. They happened to find it out by the fuel depot. And so the secondary roads brought it in this morning at 7:30 and placed it in front of the bell that's out there. So that was fun to watch.
But that's no small feat. I mean, put it in perspective for people a little bit.
They're estimating it weighs about 5,000 pounds. I think it's about 6 feet long by 3 by 3. It's a huge stone, and it's got all of the, I think it's the Board of Supervisors and the county officials, all their names engraved in the top of it. If they're not able to come to the ceremony on Friday, be sure to come out and take a look at that. And I think it'd be fun to even take a sketching of, if somebody has some paper, if you're related to anybody on there, take a sketching of that. The supervisors have been talking about what they can do with that piece for the future, where exactly we're going to set it, what we're going to do with it to preserve it and yet show it off for everyone.
And you said you were starting to collect some interesting items. Talk to me a little bit about what you find as some of the most fun items that have been presented to you to put in the time capsule.
I think one of the most creative ones is something that we got from Dries Company. They put together an item with tubing and copper ends, the materials that they actually use day to day, but one end unscrews. And inside, they cut the picture of their ribbon cutting out of the paper and had it laminated, and it's rolled up. So it's got a picture of all the employees on that, and it is enclosed in this really neat tube.
And it'll be interesting to see if in 25 years, this is what they're still using.
Exactly. We've also got model size tractors. We've got a John Deere tractor from Horizon, and then we've got a Case IH from Reader's. So we've got the red and the green both represented in there.
The popular models of the day.
That's right. So we can see what tractors look like in 25 years compared to today. We've also got a little miniature bus from Windstar.
Oh, that's neat.
Lines.
And close to my heart is the local liquors.
Yes. We've got a bottle of Ruby Doobie. We've got a bottle of Templeton Rye. And we've also got a bottle of Iowa Legendary Rye. So in 25 years, they're going to have fun with all the liquor and the toys that they find in here.
And of course, you've got your staples. You'll be having media items that are included in there to show what's been happening in our communities and in popular culture. And anything else that you're expecting?
I have gotten the yearbooks from Carroll High and from Kemper High. I have requests out there to every one of the high schools to get their 2016 yearbook, so I'm hoping that those come in before Friday so that we can have everyone equally represented in there. We've got a miniature window from Pella.
That is so neat.
And then Manning also donated a brick, which was one of the original bricks from Main Street that was laid in the early 1900s, and they've taken those out and they've engraved their logo on it. So we've got that in there as well.
There's going to be a special ceremony come Friday morning. Talk to me a little bit about what are you going to do for the rededication of the courthouse and for sealing up this time capsule?
Well, we're going to recognize any of the county officials that are still in the area and still living. They have all been invited to the ceremony, so we're hoping that they all show up to be recognized. We're going to have Carroll's band here as well as Kemper, and they're going to play the national anthem. We've got representation from all the legions in the county. They're going to do the flag raising ceremony. Serendipity Studio has some students who are going to be representing some icons from the county, doing a little play for the audience there. And All Strings Attached is going to have a quintet here performing as well.
So about how long will the ceremony take?
I'm expecting that it will be less than an hour. I guess it depends on if people start telling stories. Eric New is going to be the host.
If you've ever heard Eric New present anything, it's going to be entertaining.
Exactly, exactly.
Anything anybody needs to know or anything that you're wanting people to do prior to or the day of, because you still have coins for sale, I understand.
Absolutely. We still have the numbered coins that you can walk up to the counter here and purchase for $10 a piece. And then we've got the 51 limited edition coins that you can get your bid number, and those will go by silent auction. And the deadline for the silent auction will be noon on Friday. So if you come out to the ceremony, you can come in quick and get your number and put your bids in on those. We, like I said, I'm still looking for something from all the schools to go in there. I just put something on our Facebook this morning, and I'm trying to remember all of the towns that I'm missing things from. I need something from Dedham. I need something from Mount Carmel, from Halber, Maple River, Ralston, and Breda. I don't have anything from Breda either. So anybody out there that's got a business or even an individual, or if anybody's got centennial books or yearbooks or just anything like that that you want to contribute, we would absolutely welcome them.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you so much. And good luck on Friday.
Thank you. And we'll see you there, right?
You bet. I will be there with bells on.